神呢，谢谢你没有放弃我们。
Well, we are not. Please make us.
我们所不能成为的，请你帮助我们。
What we know not, please teach us.
我们所不知道的，请你教给我们。
By your grace.
求你赐恩典给我们。
And for your glory.
一切为了你的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣名祷告。
Amen. Dr. Bundy, some of you know him, he's not here today. He told me a story that I thought was pretty funny.
邦迪医生呢，当然你们当中有些知道认识他，他今天不在这儿，他告诉一个我觉得挺有趣的故事。
One of his patients, came to him and her shoulder was really, really hurting her.
他有一个病人呢，到他这里来，因为这个肩膀非常痛。
And he was going to just give her some, there was nothing wrong, he was going to give her some pain medicine.
其实这个肩膀并没有什么问题，他这个泡医生呢，他只是想就给他点止痛药就好了。
But he looked at her medical history, and she had gone to physical therapy for many months, and it had never gotten better.
但是呢，后来这个医生Dr. Paul 呢，他看了一下这个女病人的病历，发现呢，他以前看过这个物理治疗师，但是却从来没有让这个病情有好转。
And so he realized that that wasn't going to solve her problem.
所以他意识到呢，给他开点止痛药并不会解决他的问题。
Can you describe your average day?
因为他就问这个病人，你能不能把你一天的这个行踪具体的做了些什么告诉我呢？
And he learned that she every day vacuumed her house.
他了解到每天呢，他都在吸尘。
Three times.
三次。
And her shoulder hurt because she was vacuuming.The entire house three times a day.
之所以肩膀痛呢，是因为他一天三次的吸尘。
She had, Dr. Bundy realized, she had obsessive compulsive disorder.
所以呢，这个邦迪医生就意识到呢，这个人患有强迫症。
It wasn't a medical problem.
这个并不是一个医疗问题。
It was a mental problem.
是一个心理障碍。
And so once she got counseling for the mental problem.Her arm stopped hurting.
所以当他呢见心理医师的时候呢，见心理医师之后，他的肩膀就不痛了。
I tell that story because our diagnosis affects our treatment.
我这次跟大家分享这个故事呢，是因为我们的症状呢，可以反映我们将用什么样的治疗办法。
And if we have the wrong diagnosis of what's wrong, we will never fix the problem.
如果症状不对，那么我们解决的问题的办法呢也不会对。
And conversely, our treatment shows what we think is wrong with us.
相反的，那我们提供的治疗办法呢，也反映出我们所认为的症状是什么。
So think of your life for just a moment.
那么大家考虑一下你们的生活。
What is wrong with your life?
那么你们的生命中有没有什么问题呢
？Think of your kids. What is wrong with your kids.
好，想想你的孩子，孩子是不是有什么问题？
What needs to be fixed?
有哪些呢需要更正？
What's wrong with our church?
我们教会有没有什么问题？
And how would you go about fixing your life?
怎么样治疗或根治你的生命中的问题呢？
How would you try to fix your kids?
怎么样来修正你孩子身上的毛病呢？
How would you try to fix our church?
怎么样把教会中的问题解决
Now, I think a lot of us, our treatment would be try harder.
我们很多人提供的这个治疗方案呢，就是说再努力一些
Study more.
多学习一些
Be more dedicated.
更尽心一点
Follow God's ways better.
更尽心的爱神 跟随神
Obey God.
顺服神
And that reveals what we think is wrong with us.
这表明了我们认为的我们的问题是什么。
And Jesus in the story we read tells us something radically different.
可是在刚才我们读的这个圣经经文当中呢，我们看到耶稣认为我们的问题呢完全是不是这么一回事。
So we're going to look at the story today, just two points.
我们今天再看一下这个故事，有两点跟大家分享。
Number one, the story. And number two,The significance.
第一点呢，就是故事本身。第二点呢，就是这个故事的意义。
And here's the big idea. What I want you to take away from today.
这个大的一点呢，是 这样的，我想大家呢能够回去的时候记住。
Be healed by the God who calls the sick.
就是说呢，这个呼召病人的神可以治愈你。
Well, as you know, we've been following with youth group, the big story of the Bible, asking who is our God.
在青少年组呢，我们一直学一个很关键的主题，也是圣经中最大的一个主题，就是说我们的神是谁。
And we've seen how God created the world in perfection and beauty.
那么神呢，创造了这个完美的世界。
Human beings sinned and broke the world.
但是人类呢，犯了罪，把这个世界搞乱了。
God promised a Messiah would come to fix what is broken.
那么上帝呢，他许诺会送一位救赎主来把这个完整不完整的世界呢来治愈。
That promise was passed down to the nation of Israel.
那么这个承诺呢就给了以色列人。
And in the person of Jesus, it was fulfilled.
那么这个应许呢就实现在耶稣身上。
And so we see that Jesus comes to fulfill the promise. He comes to call the sick.
那么耶稣来呢，是来兑现这个承诺，实现这个应许，并且呢来呼召病人。
So verse 9, Jesus comes through. He sees a man called Matthew at the tax booth. He says, "Follow me."
那么第九节，耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上，就对他说，你跟从我来。
Now that is absolutely scandalous.
那么当时在这他做这样的事情呢是不可原谅的。
We don't understand, we don't feel that this would be scandalous.
可能我们不理解为什么这样做呢是有些可耻的。
Okay, but culturally, this is crazy scandalous. You would never do this.
但是如果你了解这个文化的话呢你会觉得这是一件不可原谅的事情。
To give you just aFeel of how scandalous this would be. Let me give you an illustration in our culture.
我想用我们的文化来给你彰显一下这件事情有多么的不可思议，多么的不可原谅。
This would be if I went, like I was going to be gone at youth group for a day.
那么举个例子来说，就像是呢，有一天我没有来这个青少年组。
And I need a replacement.
我需要找个人帮我。
So I went down to downtown Olympia.
然后呢，我到了这个。奥林匹亚世界中心
and I found a drug dealer.
然后呢找了一个贩毒的
and said come teach youth group.
请他来我说呢过来帮我教一下青少年组吧
I would get fired like that.
我会立即被解雇
or if I said or if I went and I said I need someone to take care of the children today.
或者我说我需要找个人呢帮忙带孩子
and I went and I found a prostitute.
然后我找了一个妓女
to come teach the children.
来教孩子
You would never do that.
你绝对不会这么做的。
That's like what Jesus is doing.
但是耶稣确实在做这样的事情。
Because tax collectors were absolutely hated by everyone.
因为呢，税吏在当时是遭人人唾弃的。
There's three reasons why.
有三个原因为什么人们恨税吏。
First, because no one likes tax collectors, right?
第一点，没有人喜欢这个收你税的。
Like, does anyone here like the IRS?
那么，请问大家这里有没有人喜欢国税局的工作人员呢
？Like, we don't like it. But imagine in today, you know, today the taxes come out of your paycheck automatically.
肯定不会。再想一下，那么现在呢，我们的这个税呢是自动的从我们的支票账户里边出来。
But back then in the Bible time, you paid.The cash to the tax collector yourself.
在圣经时代呢，当时是用现金自己去交的。
Now, scholars estimate taxes were about 30-40% of their income.
那么有学者研究呢，当时他们要交40%收入的30-40%的税。
Some of you are in that tax bracket.
那么你们可能在这个阶段交税的这个期间。
But let's just say you make $52,000 a year. That's less than the average U.S. income.
假如说呢，一个人的收入是52,000，也是低于这个平均收入线的。
That means every week you get $1,000.
也就是说每周呢，你挣1,000块钱。
And you take these $1,000.
你把这1,000块钱。
And you go to the tax collector.
然后你到税吏那儿。
And you give them 40%.
你给他40%。
You would feel how much money of your money you're giving away.
你会确确实实的感受你在自己的多少钱会从你手中流出去。所以人呢非常痛恨这个税吏。
But second, people knew that every tax collector was corrupt.
第二点呢，人们知道每一个税吏呢都是很贪污的。
See, the Roman government said to the tax collector, "You have to give us this much money."
那么罗马政府对税吏说，你必须把这些钱给我们收上来。
Like this much, and then the tax collector would go to you and say, "You have to give me this much money."
然后呢，这个税吏就会人们对人们说，你需要给这么多。
And they would just keep the extra for themselves.
那么多出来的钱呢，他们自己就贪了。
Everyone did it.
每个税吏都会这样做。
Everyone knew they did it.
每个人也都知道他们做的。
But they're the government.
那么但是呢有一个政府
If you refuse to pay, they kill you.
这个政府呢如果你不交税的话他会把你杀掉
Nothing you could do.
对你无能为力
In fact, Jewish theologians at the time concluded it was okay to lie to a tax collector.
甚至呢这个犹太教的神学家当时呢都下结论说对这个税吏撒谎呢是可以的。
I mean, one of the Ten Commandments says, do not lie.
可是十诫中明明说不可以撒谎。
And they said, well, yeah, I know God says never lie.
他们说是啊我知道神说不可以撒谎永远都不可以。
But it's okay to lie to a tax collector.
但是如果是对税吏撒谎的话是可以的。
Because they're lying to you.
因为他们本身也是对你撒谎。
They're gonna cheat
you. 他们会骗你。
They're stealing from you.
他们从你那儿偷东西偷钱。
Tax collectors were so considered to be liars and cheats, you could not trust them.
甚至呢这个大家都知道这个税吏是骗人的那么你是不可以相信他们的。
They were not allowed to be a witness in a court.
他们在法庭前面是不可以充当证人的。
They may have watched someone murder someone else. They were not allowed to speak in a courtroom.
他们可能目击了一个杀人案但是呢他们却没有资格呢在这个法庭作证
Because everyone knew they were liars.
因为每个人都知道他们都是骗子
It's like the worst used car salesman ever.
就像是这个卖车卖二手车的这个卖二手车的人最差的卖二手车的人
Or it's like the markets you go to in China where they have you know like Gucci bags and Coach andIs this real? Yes, yes, real, real, real.
就像你去中国的一些市场，那里有古驰包、Coach包，你问他们这是真的吗？他们会跟你说是啊，是真的。
You just couldn't trust them. Every tax collector was corrupt.
你绝对不会相信的。所以呢，每一个这个势力都是很腐败的。
And third, they were all traitors.
第三个呢，就是他们都是叛徒。
See, to do the job of a tax collector, you had to interact with people who were not.Clean by the Old Testament law standards.
那么要做一个这个税吏的话呢，你必须跟那些按照旧约标准不是不圣洁的人。
To be a tax collector, you could never go to the temple to worship God.
那么作为税吏，你永远都不可以到神的殿去敬拜神。
And tax collectors were so hated that if you became a tax collector, the Jewish synagogue would kick you out of the synagogue.
那么这个税吏呢被众人唾弃如果你变成成为税吏的话呢那么这个会堂犹太教的会堂呢会把你踢出去。
So if you're a tax collector, you cannot worship God at all.
所以如果你变成税吏的话呢你根本就不能敬拜神。
And worse than that,
更甚者
you're collecting taxes for Roman government.
你是在为罗马政府来收税。
They conquered your land.
那么他们征服了你的地
They're the oppressors.
他们是压迫者剥削者
They're killing you.
他们要把你杀死
It would be like in World War II in Nanjing.
就像二战期间
Like a Chinese person going and forcing other Chinese people to pay taxes to the Japanese.
就像二战期间在南京那么一个中国人呢会去日本就去向另外的中国人要他们呢跟这个日本人交税
That person would not be liked.
那么这个人肯定会被痛恨
They're an absolute traitor to everything that a Jewish person believes.
那么这些跟所有的犹太人所相信的一切都是有悖的
So when Jesus walks up to a tax collector and says follow me.
所以当耶稣走到妇女面前跟他说跟从我的时候
It's like going up to a prostitute and say, hey, come teach children's church.
那就像呢到一个妓女面前跟他说来教孩子吧
Except it's worse.
甚至更糟
That would never ever happen.
这个是本来不应该发生的
But Jesus does it.
但是耶稣呢却如此做了
So verse 10, after Matthew follows him, Jesus goes to Matthew's house and all of Matthew's sons come by.
那么在耶稣叫了马太之后叫了马太之后呢去到马太家并且他的朋友也都来了。
And Matthew's friends are all tax collectors and other sinners.
同时呢这个马太的朋友也都是税吏也都是罪人。
No good religious Jew would hang out with Matthew, so he hangs out with all the other bad people.
没有任何虔诚的犹太人呢或者马太混在一起所以呢他会跟他一起厮混的只能是一些罪人。
So it says tax collectors and sinners.
所以这里说呢，税吏和罪人。
Sinners is not just like, oh yeah, I lied yesterday to my mom.
这里所说的罪人并不是这样的轻微的一些，比如说啊，我昨天跟妈妈撒谎了。
These are people that everyone in that community knew they were a sinner.
那么这些罪人呢，指的是社区中每个人都知道这他们是罪人，是公认的罪人。
They had publicly sinned against God.
他们在公众之下呢公众眼前呢明目张胆的对神犯了罪
repeatedly rejected God's way
不止一次的违反了神的原则
these are the prostitutes
这些是妓女
everyone knew who they were and what they did
人人都知道他们是谁并且做了什么
these are the pimps
这些是那些拉皮条的人
the drug dealers
还有呢贩毒的
the drunkards
还有是醉鬼
the druggies
还有吸毒的
the mafia
还有呢黑手党
everyone knew these were bad people
谁都知道这些是坏人
and Jesus goes and not only talks with them but he has dinner with them
然后耶稣呢不仅跟他们讲话还跟他们一起吃饭
he goes to a party with them
跟他们一起参加聚会
so the Pharisees ask a really natural question
所以呢法利赛人就问了一个很自然的问题
Why does Jesus eat with tax collectors and sinners?
为什么耶稣要跟税吏和罪人一起吃饭呢
I mean this is a really reasonable question
这是一个很有道理的问题
I was trying to think about like you know like imagine that your kid came to you
这个你想一下哈假如说孩子到你面前
and I'm, can I use you as an example, Olivia? All right.
Olivia, 我可以给你
Olivia,
给你当例子吗
Olivia comes to high teens, yeah. Not yet. I don't know. I always get these mixed up. She comes to her mom and says, hey mom, there's a party of someone at school.
那么 Olivia 假如说到妈妈面前说学校里边有一个 party, 有个聚会。
Can I go?
我能去吗
So Sister High Teens says, well, who's going to be there?
那么海平姐妹就会说那这个聚会上会有谁呢
Well, it's at the house of the school bully.
是在这个欺负人的这个一个学生家里边。
And there's going to be a bunch of prostitutes there.
那还有妓女。
And drug dealers.
还有贩毒的。
And the mafia.
还有这个黑手党。
And a bunch of drunk people.
还有一些醉鬼。
Can I go?
我能去吗
Right? Like, no way would you ever go to this party!
绝对你不会让他去的
It's going to influence you, right?
因为这会对你产生不好的影响
You're going to do something you shouldn't do when you're with these kinds of people
那么跟这种人在一起的时候你会做一些不应该做的事情
If nothing else, your reputation is gone
即使是没有做坏事你的声誉也糟了
And for a Jew going to this party, it means you can't worship God in the temple the next day
如果一个犹太人跟他们一起混在一起的话呢这就意味着第二天就不能去敬拜神了只是跟这些人交往就标明你是不洁的
But Jesus goes.
但是耶稣却去了
And when they ask him about it, this is what he says.
当他们问他的时候他这么说
He said, why do I eat with sinners? Two reasons.
那么他说我为什么要跟这些罪人在一起呢有两个原因
Number one, well people don't need a doctor, sick people do.
第一个原因就是呢健康的人不需要医生只有病人才需要
He says he didn't come for righteous people, he came for sinners.
他说他来不是为义人而来，而是为罪人。
And second, he says, God desires mercy and not sacrifice.
第二点，他说上帝呢，喜爱怜悯，不喜爱祭司。
God wants people to be merciful towards sinners like these sinners.Instead of being proud that I've done every single sacrifice the right way.
也就是说呢，上帝希望人呢对这些罪人呢表达怜悯之心，而不是骄傲的说我已经按照规则呢把所有的祭牲献上去了。
I love the story.
我非常喜欢这个故事。
What's the significance of it?
那么它的意义在哪儿呢
？What does it teach us?
教给我们什么呢
？How does God want us to change from the story?
那么在这个故事当中，神让我们改变什么？
Four questions for you.
有四个问题要问大家。
Number one.
第一点。
Will you let Jesus diagnose you?
你愿意让这耶稣来诊断你的病症吗
？I love what Jesus does here. It's brilliant.
我非常喜欢耶稣在这里做的，真的很聪明。
When he says that he did not come for righteous people, but for sinners.
当他说我来不是为义人，而是为罪人的时候。
Does that kind of annoy you?
是不是让你觉得很烦，心里边很不安
？Right, like the Pharisees are a lot like us, actually.
这个法利赛人其实很多方面呢都很像我们。
They have dedicated their lives to serving God.
他们把自己呢献给神，服侍神。
They wanted to obey God in absolutely every single way that they could.
他们想尽可能的在每一方面都顺服神。
They studied the Old Testament law carefully to make sure they obeyed.Every single thing God commanded them to do.
他们认认真真的学旧约，一遍一丝不苟的来遵从上帝给他们的命令。
But these prostitutes,
而这些妓女呢
？And tax collectors,
还有税吏
，they're not even trying to obey God.
他们甚至都不试着去服从神。
Like you don't end up as a prostitute if you're trying to obey God.
如果你试图来按照神的话来做的话，你不可能沦为妓女。
You don't end up as a tax collector if you're trying to keep God's law.
如果你想努力的去遵从神的律法的话，你不可能变成税吏。
So why on earth did Jesus come not for the righteous people and instead come for these sinful people?
那么究竟耶稣为什么来世上不是为了义人来，而是为这些税吏和这个罪人来呢
？Like we go to church.
我们来教会，就比方说，我们每天来教会，而每个礼拜来教会，而他们根本都不来的。
We work super hard to have good moral lives, and they don't even try.
我们如此努力便过一个有道德的生活，而他们连如此尝试都不屑。
We sacrifice a lot to do the right thing and follow God's ways, and they just indulge themselves in everything they want to do.
我们非常的努力，以便呢遵从上帝的每个准则，过一个有道德的生活，而他们呢却沉溺于很混乱的这种生活当中，做他们想做的事情。
Like we're not perfect, but we're trying to do the right thing. They're not even trying.
当然我们并不完美，但起码我们在努力来做对的事情，而他们根本都没有尝试这么做。
I mean, isn't this unfair?
是不是太不公平了？耶稣这么做。
Isn't that unfair?
难道不是很不公平吗
？Does that annoy you and bug you? That's not right.
这会不会让你很不安，让你很烦恼？是这个太不对了。
See Jesus's question here, his statement is a diagnosis, it's a test.
那么这里呢，耶稣所说的话呢，是一个诊断，是一个测试。
Because if you know you are sick,
如果你知道你病的话。
If you know down here, I'm a sinner like these people.
如果你真知道你就像这些人一样是一个罪人的话
then Jesus' words are the most marvelous, wonderful gift on earth.
那么这个神的话呢，这耶稣的话呢，就是世界上最好的礼物了。
You hear him say that, and the fire is lit beneath you that warms your soul. You're amazed.Of the grace of Jesus.
那你听到他的话之后呢，你的灵魂都会温暖起来，你会对他的话呢觉得很惊奇，然后很感恩。
But if you think you are well,
如果你觉得你自己是健康人的话
，then his words annoy you.
那么他的话呢会让你很不安，很让你心烦。
Do you see the brilliance of what he says here?
你有没有看到耶稣所说的话有多么的明智呢？
It's only annoying if you put yourself into the righteous category.
如果你把自己放在义人的这个范畴里边的话呢，那么你会觉得耶稣的话呢很烦。
And then you say, they're sinners. I'm righteous. It's not fair. Jesus goes to them.
但是你会说他们是罪人，我是义人。那么耶稣到他们那儿而不到我这儿，这是完全不公平的。
But could it be? It is. You put yourself in the wrong category.
那有没有可能呢？而事实也真是这样的，就是说你把自己放错了地方。
Second.
第二点。
Will you admit that you need a doctor?
你是不是承认你也需要医生呢？
See, when Jesus says, I came not for the righteous, but for sinners,
当耶稣说我来不是为义人而是为罪人的时候，
He doesn't divide people into two categories.
他并没有把人分成两类。
Like, here's the righteous people, here's the sinful people.
比如说这边是义人，这边是罪人。
Everyone is in the sinful side.
问事实是每个人都是在罪人中间。
Everyone is.
每个人都是。
But some people think.They're in this side.
但是有人呢觉得他们是在义人那边。
And if you think you're in this side, Jesus did not come for you.
如果你觉得自己是在这边，是在义人这边的话，耶稣不是为你而来的。
It's like that woman who had that mental illness.
就像那个有心理障碍的那个病人一样。
If Dr. Bundy says, "Look, you have a problem. You need to go see a psychiatrist."
那么如果当地医生跟他说你有个心理问题，心理障碍，你需要呢见精神医师。
And she says, I don't have a problem.
而他说我根本就没有这方面的问题。
I am well, not sick.
我很健康，并没有病。
Then a doctor cannot help her.
那么医生就没有办法帮助他。
Because she will never go to find healing.
那么他就永远就不会去来得到治疗。
And when we say, look,I'm righteous. They're sinners. Why you go to hell?
如果我们说我是义人，他们是罪人，你为什么到罪人那边去呢？
You cannot be healed.
你就得不到医治。
Because you do not admit you need a doctor.
因为你不承认你需要医生。
I think for us in the church,
那对我们来教会的人来说，
our problem is that we think we just have a cold.
我们只是以为我们不过得了个小感冒而已。
You don't need to go to the doctor for a cold. You can just manage that yourself.
感冒你是不需要见医生的，你可以自己处理。
And Jesus is saying we need heart bypass heart transplant surgery.
但是耶稣却认为我们需要一个心脏移植。
Like no one would say, oh yes, I'm completely righteous.
没有人敢说我完全的是义人。
We just say in comparison, like this is a huge problem. I just have a cold.
但是呢，我们会说。这些人呢有很大的问题，而我只是小感冒而已。
I can manage this by trying harder.
我可以呢自己多努力一些就可以得到医治。
Going to church more.
多去点教会。
Praying more.
多祷告。
Reading my Bible more.
多读经。
I can take care of this. I don't need a doctor.
我会自己解决这个问题，不需要医生。
Friends, do you know the worst diseases are the diseases that take away your ability to know you have the disease?
你知道人的最大的疾病是什么呢？就是这个让你不知道你有病的这种疾病。
This is why mental illness is so hard to treat.
所以呢，这个心理障碍。
Because one of the symptoms of being mentally ill is you don't think you're ill.
所以心理障碍是最难治的一种疾病，因为这让你得了心理疾病的人呢，常常不知道自己有这个病。
And that's Jesus' point.
这也是耶稣要说的一点。
If you don't think you're sick,
如果你不觉得你病，
you cannot be healed by Jesus.
那么耶稣就不能医治你。
Because you will never go to him for healing.
因为你不会到他面前来寻医治。
So what is your sickness that needs a doctor?
那么 你有什么病需要医生呢？
Friends, for most of you here, it's not immorality.
朋友们，对大多数人来说，这里并不是没有道德。
It's not unrighteousness.
并不是不义。
The disease of sin in your heart is it's morality.
那么是这样的，就是是一种心理的疾病，是这个道德问题。
Sin is self-righteousness.
你的罪呢是自义。
that you don't even think you're bad.
你都不觉得自己是不好的，是坏的。
You're so blinded by your pride in your own goodness.
那么骄傲呢？
Merciful toward sinners.
骄傲呢？让你看不到你自己的问题，使得你呢没有办法对罪人呢有怜悯的心。
But God desires mercy and not sacrifice.
但是神呢，他要的是怜悯，而不是祭司。
You're so arrogant in your own self-righteousness that you think you deserve for Jesus to come to you.
你这个在自义当中自以为义的时候呢，看到的只是自己的好处，而没有想到呢，神让你对罪人呢是怜悯。
Well, do you want to know how deep your disease runs in your heart?
你知道你心中的罪有多深吗？
You just listen to the story of what Jesus said.
你就听听在这个故事中耶稣所说的。
And you were annoyed at Jesus Christ.
然后你就对神所说的呢感到很厌烦。
You were annoyed at God.
你对神心里很烦。
You heard what Jesus said and said, "That's not fair, God."
你听到耶稣说的，你会心里这么说，这很不公平，神。
I am more righteous than you, God. You made a mistake. You should come for me.
我呢，比你更有义，上帝，你需要呢，到我这里来。
Do you see the arrogance of that sin, of that disease?
你有没有看到你的这个疾病到底是什么呢？你的这个骄傲的病。
Will you admit you need a doctor?
你会不会承认你需要神呢？
Your problem is not fixed by more religion and morality and trying harder.
所以你的疾病呢，不会是通过呢做一些更多的宗教的事情，或者更努力，或者是呢一些道德的行为。
The problem is.Your religion and morality.
真正的问题其实上就是那些你的宗教，还有你所认为的道德。
Because God Jesus does not come for religious, righteous people, but desperate sinners.
所以呢，耶稣他来并不是为这些自以为有宗教有道德的人，而是为这些罪人。
Third question.
第三点。
Will you let Jesus heal you with the gospel of grace?
你愿意让耶稣用这个恩典的福音治愈你吗？
You know what's amazing is look at the life of Matthew.
请大家看一下马太的生活。
His life was never the same.
你会感到很吃惊。那么马太的生活整个都改变了。
He gave up cheating.
他放弃了骗人。
And stealing,
偷钱
and lying,
撒谎
and distance from God,
还有跟神远离
He turned away from one of the most wealthy careers he could have.
那么他离开了这个最让人能致富的职业
Why?
为什么呢
Did Jesus yell at him?
是耶稣对他喊过大叫过吗
Scold him?
批评过他吗
Beat him?
打过他吗
Those are often things we do with our kids, yes?
这就是我们经常对我们孩子说的。
No. Does he preach the law to Matthew?
有没有跟他宣讲法律呢？
God wants you to do this.
神让你这么做。
So try harder.
再努力点。
Oh, what did he do?
你怎么做呢？
He lavishes grace on Matthew.
那么你会希望得到他的恩典。
When no Jew would ever talk to a tax collector, Jesus goes.
没有犹太人会想到去跟一个税吏讲话的时候，耶稣去做了。
When Matthew could not worship God, God goes to Matthew.
当买派没有资格敬拜神的时候，神到了他那里。
When Matthew cannot fix himself to become good enough to come to God, God goes to him.
当马太没办法解决自己的问题，没有办法站到神面前的时候，神到了他面前。
And Jesus doesn't make him fix himself first.
那么耶稣也没有让他呢自己先把自己整顿好。
Go pay back everyone you've stolen from, and then you can come to me because now you're more righteous.
他没有说你把你偷来的钱呢都还给别人，然后呢再跟从我，这样你就成为一个义人的。
He says, no, just as you are, without one plea, come, follow me.
耶稣说，以你本相，无罪可陈，就过来吧，跟从我。
And it completely transformed.
所以他整个人都改变了。
Jesus lavishes grace upon Matthew without condition, without requirement. It was free grace.
那么神呢，把他的恩典加在 马太身上，并没有对他要求什么，完全是免费的，完全是白白得来的恩典。
But the grace was not free.
但是恩典又不是免费的，又不是白白的。
Matthew is unclean.
那个马太呢是不洁之人。
For Jesus to come to Matthew, Jesus has to give up his cleanliness and become unclean, so that Matthew, who is unclean, may become clean.
那么为了到这个不洁的马太那儿呢，那么耶稣必须离开他洁净的地方，变为不洁，以至于呢马太可以从不洁呢变为圣洁。
Jesus, who has a perfect reputation as a religious leader,
那么耶稣本来作为一个宗教领袖，有着非常好的、完美的声誉，
gives up that reputation to go to Matthew's party,
却放弃了这个很好的声望，来参加马太的聚会。
So that Matthew, who has a horrible reputation,
这样马太这个声名狼藉的人。
Gain a good reputation.
才能够得到一个好的名望。
And 3 years later, Jesus, who has no heart disease,
三年之后，那么耶稣并没有任何心脏问题。
Will go to a cross.
没有心灵任何的问题，他会上了十字架。
And take Matthew's sinful heart.
那把马太的有罪的心。
A heart transplant.
那么把这个移植了。
So Matthew, who has a terminal disease, may live.
这样呢，有着本来致命的这个疾病的马太可以活了下来。
And Jesus receives a broken, sinful heart that kills him.
那么耶稣却得到了一个失落的有罪的这个心，以至于呢，他为此丧命。
And it's not just Matthew.
而且呢，这个耶稣做的并不只是为马太。
You and I have a terminal disease.
我们其实呢都有这种致命的疾病。
It's not a cold.
并不是一个小感冒。
It is deep in our hearts.
其实我们已经病入膏肓。
And Jesus takes our sin upon him.
但耶稣呢，是把我们的病。我们的疾病呢 转移到他自己身上
and gives us his perfect heart,
而把他没问题的健康的心给了我们
so that we might live.
这样我们才可以存活下来
1 Peter 3:18 says this For Christ also suffered once for sins the righteous for the unrighteous to bring you to God.
马太前书彼得前书3章第18节，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引导我们到神面前。
Will you let God's grace heal you?
I'm sorry.
Will you let God's grace heal you?
你愿意让神的恩典治愈你吗？
Admit you are diseased.
首先你要承认你是有病的。
Believe Jesus took your disease and gave you his healthy heart.
相信呢，耶稣把你的疾病带走了，给你一颗健康的心。
And commit to following.
然后呢，委身来跟从他。
Like Matthew did.
就像马太所做的。
We can respond to this story like Matthew.
我们可以像马太一样回应这个故事。
Overwhelmed by God's grace.
那么被神的爱所感动。
Or we can respond like the Pharisees.
我们也可以像法利赛人那样回应。
Arrogantly resting in our own righteousness.
那么骄傲的以我们的这个自意来评价一切。
What's your diagnosis?
那么你觉得你的症状是什么呢？
You admit you need a doctor?
你承认你需要医生吗？
Will you let Jesus heal you?
你愿意让耶稣为你治疗吗？
For some of you, that might be the first time today.
那么对你们一些人来说，可能今天是第一次。
And you might be leaving immorality to come to Christ.
你可能会忏悔，觉得呢要放弃这些不道德的行为，来到耶稣面前。
And Jesus came for you.
那么耶稣是为你而来的。
There's nothing too big you've done. He came for you.
你所做的坏事没有一件太大，这个罪恶太深重，以至于他不能帮你修复。
And others of us have come to Christ, but we got trapped in morality.
有些呢，我们当中有些已经信神了，但是呢，我们却被这个道德来绊倒。
We forgot God wants mercy, not sacrifice.
我们忘记了神喜爱的是怜悯，而不是祭司。
Will you admit you have heart disease?
你会承认你心里有问题吗？
And if it were not for Jesus, you would die from it.
如果不是耶稣的话，你可能会因此而丧生。
And you did absolutely nothing to deserve him to come to you.
你所做的没有一件让你配得耶稣到你这里来。
But if that is true,
朋友们，如果这是真的话，
then it completely changes how we treat other people.
那么这就会完全改变我们用什么样的方式来对待别人。
We have been the recipient of massive, scandalous grace.
我们呢是。是这个无上的不可以理解的，甚至是一种好像不太正常的一种这个大爱的接受者。
How dare we treat the problems of other people by just saying, "Oh, be good"?
我们怎么敢于对别人说，哦，你要变好
？It is grace that transforms hearts, not the law.
是恩典能够改变人的心，而不是律法。
Will you lavish grace towards others the way Jesus lavished it towards you?
你会把你的爱倾倒在别人身上，就像耶稣把他的爱倾倒在你的身上一样吗？
There's nothing that will transform your relationships more than this truth.
没有任何能够改变你跟耶稣的关系，如果不是因为如果你不相信这个真理的话。
The God of the Bible is the God who calls the sick.
那么圣经中的上帝是招有病之人的上帝。
So my last question for you is this.
所以我最后的问题是这样的。
Who's your God?
谁是你的神呢？
Pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for Jesus.
天父，我们因着耶稣向你献上感谢。
We thank you for his grace.
我们感谢他的恩典。
Jesus in this story does things that we would never dare to do.
在这个故事当中，耶稣做了我们没有人会敢于做的事情。
He gives grace to people that we have completely written off.
他把那些我们根本瞧不上的罪人把恩典呢给予他们。
He gives grace even to us.
他也甚至把恩典给我们。
God, we repent of our self-righteousness.
我们因为我们的自义自以为义而忏悔。
Of our arrogance to think that we are actually a good Christian.
我们为我们的骄傲而忏悔，我们不止一次以为我们是很好的基督徒。
We repent that when we first heard this, it kind of annoyed us.
我们也忏悔，当我们其实读到这个故事的时候，我们其实很不安的。
Because we don't think that we're really bad.
因为我们并不觉得我们有多糟。
We don't think that we really need grace like this.
我们并不觉得我们需要这样的恩典。
And therefore, we don't think that your grace is amazing.
因此，我们不觉得你的恩典有多么的奇妙。
God, we admit we are sinners.
上帝啊，我们承认我们是罪人。
It's not just that we have done some bad things, but who we are and what we want is so full of evil.
不只是我们做了一点坏事而已，而是我们本人，我们的本相就是邪恶的。
But we thank you, God.
我们感谢你，主。
that Jesus came for sinners.
耶稣是为罪人而来。
He died for sinners.
他为罪人而死。
He welcomes and eats with sinners.
他欢迎罪人，并且跟他们一起吃饭。
We thank you for the death of Jesus.
我们为耶稣献上的生命感谢你。
That you gave up your life so that we might live.
那么你把生命献出来，以便我们可以存活。
That Jesus took our disease on him so that we might be well.
那么耶稣把我们的疾病交在他自己身上，以便我们可以活下来。
I pray you'd help us to believe that.
求你让我们相信这一点。
That it would shape our heart.
那么我们可以重新让我们的心灵得到改变。
And transform all of our relationships.
改变我们的关系。
So we treat our parents with lavish grace.
那么我们会以恩典无上的恩典来对待我们的父母。
We give lavish grace to our kids.
我们可以把爱倾倒在我们的孩子身上。
And lavish grace to other Christians.
把爱呢倾倒在其他的基督徒身上。
And lavish grace even to our enemies.
甚至到我们的敌人身上。
Help us to be like Christ. Help us to be like Christ.
帮助我们活着像耶稣。
As you heal us,
就在您治疗我们的时候。
By grace,
通过你的恩典治疗我们。
We pray these things in the name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。